Good morning.
Good morning.
I have great news. Easter isn't over. This week, in addition to April Fool's jokes, the internet trolling memes of Facebook were hard at work on the Easter season. My favorite was one of about a two-year-old with sort of this quizzical look on their face that said, "What? You think Easter is over? There's 50 more days." It reminded me of a conversation I had with a family member this week when she felt somewhat guilty about not having done all the family Easter activities with the one-year-old. And I said, don't worry, you've got 49 more days left. Gave me some grace when your new priest may have left out the Lord's Prayer last week. Got 42 days left to do that one. And one of the things that I love about worshiping in a liturgical church is that we just keep on celebrating. We got 12 days of Christmas and we get 50 days of Easter. So for the next 6 weeks until Pentecost, we're going to celebrate the great mystery of our faith, the great mystery that Christ has died and Christ is risen and Christ will come again. And we are going to celebrate the Christ who showed up with the disciples and the risen Lord that shows up to us with lots of alleluias and our service music and sung Eucharist. And we're going to leave out the prayer of confession to remind ourselves that we are in a joyous and celebratory season. I invite you to stand instead of kneel for prayers, to take in the gold pyramids which remind us of joy and resurrection. It's a highly celebratory season to remind us of the presence of the risen Lord, and so we're going to celebrate because Easter is not over. Because Christ showed up for the disciples and because Christ continues to show up for us. So for the next 6 weeks, we're going to ask the question, where does the risen Lord still show up? Not does the risen Lord still show up, because the risen Lord does still show up, but where? And because of that, what does the risen Lord call us to do? And I want to suggest that at least in today's readings, the risen Lord shows up when there is fear to bring peace. The risen Lord shows up to breathe peace in the midst of fear. Today's gospel is entrenched in fear. It begins with the disciples locked away in a room because of fear of persecution from religious leaders. Jesus had just been killed, persecution had begun, and the disciples, it seemed, were on a self-imposed fear lockdown. Now, we as Christians in America don't really have any idea of what it's like to be persecuted. But we do know what immobilized fear looks like. And we recognize it all the time. Whether it be on a stunned deer in headlights, or a person who's just experienced great trauma staring in shock off into space, or on the faces of refugee children taken from their homes, or on the faces of the news of people locked away in fear of an active shooter. We know what immobilized fear looks like. We know what it feels like. We know what it feels like to be locked in our house or car because of fear, or knowing friends of ours who may be afraid to leave their houses, or a situation in our own lives that have caused fear has caused us not to be able to move forward with work or family or relationship. And whatever that experience of fear is, we know and we have felt immobilized by fear. And today, in the midst of an immobilized fear, self-imposed lockdown, Jesus comes to the disciples, stands among them, and wishes them peace. Peace. Tranquility, harmony, security. Peace. Three times Jesus says this phrase, "Peace be with you." When they were locked away, Jesus came and said to them, "Peace be with you." And then he showed them his hands and his feet, and they rejoiced. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." And then a week later, when Jesus finally shows up to Thomas, "Peace be with you." Peace. It reminds me of all those other times when God showed up and said, "Do not be afraid," in the midst of fearful situations. A few weeks ago, we read John chapter 14. "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, do not let them be afraid." Or another story we read many, many weeks ago about when the disciples were out on a boating adventure and the risen Lord sort of snuck up on them by walking on water. And Jesus' words to them were, "Do not be afraid, it is I." Those who have been participating in reading Luke with us this week heard "do not be afraid" three times in the midst of mobilizing fear. It was good fear. It was the fear of God, but to Zechariah, "Be not afraid." And to Mary, when the angel showed up, "Be not afraid." And to the shepherds, again, "Be not afraid." Breathing peace in the midst of fear, whether it be good fear or bad fear, seems to be a quality that God is all about. Now, we know what a mobilizing fear looks like. And we also know, if we've ever been in a fearful situation, that it has a lot to do with breath. If you've ever experienced extreme fear or been with someone who is fearful, you know that one of two things happens. Either one, they seem to not be breathing at all, as if they are holding everything in. Or two, they breathe too much and hyperventilate. And if you've ever sat with someone in extreme fear, you know that one of the things that you say is just breathe. And anyone who is a good therapist or friend or family member knows to breathe with you. Like coaching a woman through the birthing process, the person sitting with you will take a deep breath and model it for you and blow it out and will say, "Breathe, breathe with me." That's one of the ways I think Jesus is bringing peace to fearful disciples. I don't think it's a coincidence that Jesus offers the gift of breath in this passage today. That right after he wishes the disciples peace and tranquility and calmness, he says, "Peace be with you, as the Father sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." They got the Holy Spirit, they got Jesus, and they got breath. Breath in the midst of fear. So this is what I think. I think the risen Lord shows up anytime when someone breathes peace into the midst of fear. When people show up to help with an accident or bend down to help someone who is in the midst of an anxiety attack or medical emergency, or lie down with someone who's in emotional trauma or counsel someone with breath. I think the risen Lord shows up with us any time peace is breathed into a fearful situation. So perhaps during this Easter season, we might remember when the risen Lord has shown up. Perhaps the risen Lord showed up with Rose Hamid. I don't know if you remember her, But she was the woman who, at the beginning of this political season, walked into a Trump rally with her traditional Islam headdress, donning a shirt that said, "Salam, I come in peace." And even when a crowd turned on her and she was escorted out, she remained peaceful and brought peace in the midst of fear. Or it reminds me of that time a few weeks ago, I don't know if you saw this one either, when in Gainesville, Florida, a group of cops received a disturbance call for the disturbance of young black men. And when they showed up, they found the disturbance was playing basketball. And so instead of escalating the situation, the cops actually grabbed the basketball and said, "Can we play with one another?" And then a few days later, they actually showed up with Shaquille O'Neal to play basketball with the group of kids, breathing peace into a situation filled with fear of racism. Or perhaps maybe in a less serious story in Ecuador a few weeks ago, when a sloth found itself in the middle of the road and was desperately hugging a guardrail, and a police officer came and carried them to safety. Or maybe the risen Lord showed up in an acquaintance I knew once who grew up in the midst of migrant camps and now returns to those camps to explain the difference between illegal immigration, slavery, and labor rights, breathing peace to people who are feared. This is some places that I think that the risen Lord shows up with us today. Any time that peace is breathed into a fearful situation. And this is our call. For today, our gospel is clear that when Jesus breathes peace and says, "Peace be with you," Jesus also says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he did this, he breathed upon them and gave the Holy Spirit. So for all of us who have received the Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism and have come into Christ's life and death and resurrection, and who have received that breath of peace, our call is to sit with the world and to help them breathe.